We now turn our attention to some stocks that showed up on the Fool radar this week. And joining us once again is Motley Fool analyst Stephen Simpson. He joins us from Durham, North Carolina. Stephen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
Let's begin by talking 3M, a company that reported strong earnings this week. Many of us, of course, think of Post-it notes. I think of 3M as innovating across a whole bunch of different product lines. What is your take on
3M? Well, they'll be happy to know that you've been listening to their commercials and you do think of them as a broad, innovative company. Now, first things first, I do own the stock, and so I definitely have an interest here. But the great thing about 3M is how broad-based that growth was this quarter. They saw good results in filtration. They saw good results in the LCD business. They saw good results in the traffic business, consumers, Post-it notes, healthcare. You name it, they had a pretty good quarter across the board.
How has the stock done?
Stock has done okay. Not great, okay. Pretty flattish, I believe, over the past year.
And in fact, 3M is virtually exactly where it was a year ago today versus a slightly up stock market. Stephen, next up, the consumer giant Johnson & Johnson also reported strong earnings this week. What's your take?
Well, this is another company that I own stock in, so I'm obviously going to be pretty positive on the company or I wouldn't be owning the stock. This is a giant in healthcare, and what I love about them is that they're in pharmaceuticals, they're in devices, and they're in over-the-counter stuff like Tylenol, and it's all working pretty well for them. The pharmaceutical business isn't so strong right now, but this is where the device and the consumer health kind of comes in and picks them up for a few quarters.
And just out of curiosity, Stephen, how many different stocks do you own as an investor?
I own, I believe, 23 stocks right now.
Mm-hmm. So these are part of just a broadly diversified portfolio.
Yes, it is.
Strong
it is.
Names.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to talk about BB&T, Citigroup, and some other financial companies, which also reported earnings this week. Very busy week. A lot of concern that bank stocks may be hard hit if the housing market ever goes south. What's your take?
Well, you know, I think worrying about the housing market vis-a-vis the banks might be worrying a little bit about the wrong thing. And the reason I say that is a lot of these mortgages are insured. And so even if the people, try and walk away from them, most of these banks are still going to get most of their money back.
Hmm.
Now, that said, once the housing bubble pops, and it's a once, not an if, once that goes, they are going to have trouble getting that loan growth, replacing that loan growth. But that's where we might hope that a good economy, good consumer demand, good commercial demand might pick up on the commercial side of the lending.
Stephen, do you have any of these financials in your portfolio?
I don't own any of them right now, but there's a couple stocks like TCF Corp, symbol TCB, and U.S. Bancorp USB that are pretty high up on my watch list today.
Stephen Simpson is a Motley Fool analyst. You can read his take each day throughout the week at Fool.com. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.